The Americas.
Indigenous groups. World's End. Peruvians debate how best to protect isolated tribes.
Gerson del Aguila was working for a logging company in the Peruvian rainforest when he came across a family of naked tribespeople. It was the first of two occasions in 2021 on which he would meet people from the Mashopiro, an isolated indigenous group. He and his co-workers turned back and told a manager. When his brother, Jan Marcos, was working in the same timber concession a year later, things turned out differently. Jan Marcos was shot with two arrows and killed. That incident was one of at least eight bow and arrow attacks that have taken place since 2010 in the same part of the Peruvian region of Madre de Dios. Two have happened in the last 3 months, leaving two people dead and another three missing. Calls are growing for Peru's government to expand a reserve that is supposed to be protecting the Mashopiro, as well as people who might come into conflict with them. The case encapsulates issues that also challenge Peru's neighbours in the Amazon, which is home to more such groups than anywhere else in the world. The Mashopiro are among more than 100 tribes that live mostly or entirely apart from wider society, according to Survival International, an NGO. They are often referred to as an uncontacted group, but the truth is more complex. Anthropologists suggest that they used to be less isolated and that their ancestors fled into the forest to escape violence that came with a rubber boom that started in the 1890s. Some speculate that they are the descendants of indigenous slaves held captive by Carlos Schaaf, a notorious rubber baron killed in 1909 during a slave rebellion. Romel Ponceano, chief of the village of Monte Salvado, which lies near their territory, is one of few outsiders to develop a rapport with members of the tribe. Mr. Ponceano, who is a member of the Yine people, another indigenous group, says they have told him they have no interest in leaving the forest. The first time he spoke to them, they asked him to strip naked, to show he was trustworthy. "Only bad people wear clothes," they said. Loggers have long been working in their vicinity since a mahogany boom in the 1990s. These days, the big money comes from felling shiwawako, a giant, slow-growing tree used to make fancy floor panels. Much of the work is legal. When the government created the Mashopiro's existing reserve in 2002, it carved a large area of forest where the tribe was known to live into timber concessions. Mr. Del Aguila says that when he worked in the area, he would often come across footprints and abandoned camps, one of them littered with turtle shells and animal carcasses. "It's basically their land," he says. Although contact can be dangerous for all involved, the stakes are highest for the Mashopiro themselves. Like other isolated people, they are presumed to lack immunity to many quotidian illnesses. Carelessness of this and other risks has caused tragedies in the past. In the 1940s and 1950s, Dominican missionaries made contact with another tribe in the region, the Harakbut. They started by dropping bags of machetes, food, and blankets out of planes. Very many in that tribe subsequently died of disease. Eusebio Rios, who is Harakbut, says his father and grandfather ended up in a Catholic mission, where a priest abused them and forced them to fell trees and pan for gold. "The tribe is still trying to recuperate," he says. Authorities seem to recognise that the status quo in Madre de Dios will not hold. In 2016, a Peruvian government commission recommended expanding the existing reserve by some 350,000 hectares, but six presidential administrations have failed to do so. Ricardo Garcia, an official in the Culture Ministry, says that the current government supports expansion. "We're taking up the issue again." Money may be one hold-up. Expanding the reserves could mean modifying 14 logging concessions. In 2017, officials from Peru's Forest Service, SERFOR, guessed that it would cost $88 million to compensate timber companies. Moreover, Peru's Forestry Services tends to see formal timber companies as allies in the fight against swifter and less well-controlled forms of deforestation, says Claudia Ato, a former SERFOR official. It is possible that any new reserve might still not be big enough. The most recent Mashopiro attack took place outside the area proposed for expansion, and lines on the map will not, on their own, keep people out. Civil society organisations say that between 2020 and 2024, 14 Peruvian environmentalists or indigenous leaders were killed defending land from illegal gold miners, loggers, drug traffickers and the like. "It would be great if the expansion meant the state puts more resources towards defending the area," says Ms. Ato, "but that probably won't happen." Mr. Ponciano says the mashup hero sometimes approached remote indigenous villages like his own to secure things such as machetes and pots. So far, they have always chosen to return to the forest afterwards. One day that might change, he says. But if so, he hopes it will happen because they want it to, and not because of us.